Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted coming in your home, in your house, wherever you may be at today. This is the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry that I was supposed to have a guest, Prophet Tracy Joa. We're waiting for her to still come through, amen. We're expecting to hear a powerful word today, amen. In the meantime, I want to tell you that we're just excited about what God is doing. My goodness, we are about to embark upon, amen, the bringing it to the streets. What do you mean bringing it to the streets? I'm talking about outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets concert next month, June 20th, amen, in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. You need to be there. If you can make it, if you're in the tri-state area, you need to make it to Phillipsburg, New Jersey. My goodness, I'm telling you, God's about to show out. Well, let me rephrase that. God's not about to show up, but he is going to show out. Why? Because the harvest is ripe. There's so many people out there that are dying, amen. The drug dealers, the prostitutes, the unbelievers, the atheists, whoever it may be. We're going out there just to make a change, to make a difference. We have choir singers, praise and worship teams. We'll be giving out Bibles and hot dogs, and we're going to have gifts. We got so many different sponsors. My goodness, we're going to have a proclamation. Am I saying that right? Proclamation. Amen. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're going to do. Amen. So I'm excited. I see that our guest is coming to the studio. Praise God. Amen. We're going to be bringing her out shortly, Prophetess Tracy Joha. Amen. And I want to let you know that we're excited for her to be on the show. Well, let me rephrase that. On our ministry program today, I'm a little tired, tongue twisted. I've been reaching out to mayors and governors today and things, you know, getting things correct and getting things ready for next month. And also at the end of this month, I'm going to be in Bethlehem. That's right, Bethlehem, PA, Woman of Excellence. Amen. I'm going to be teaching on leadership. You need to be there. Check out my Facebook page and follow me on Twitter and everything else on my website. You'll be able to be well informed. Well, I'm not going to delay and prolong this no longer. I'm going to bring out our guests on today, praise God. And I want to introduce to you Prophetess Tracy Joa. Amen. God bless you. How are you doing today?
Oh, my God. The enemy was trying to attack me not to get on today because my phone wasn't acting up. But I came through. Who's your daddy? Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you for being on our radio broadcast on today. So we're humbled to have you as our guest. Amen.
Yes. You ready? Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to just touch part of your people, God, that they will hear what thus did the Lord say in the name of Jesus. Open up their ears, open up their heart, and open up their mind. Father God, give them clarity today, Father God, that they can be established in the things of you, God, and walk up according to your will and your way, Father God. And we thank you right now. Today I am going to be talking on faith. How I love faith. Faith without the substance is sin.
Yes, Prophetess, before you get before you jump right into it, I wanted to speak to you just a little bit before I let you loose, okay?
Okay,
amen. Because we got other people calling in and sign up on the internet and everything. I want people to hear this word. So I just wanted us to talk with you just a little bit. Amen.
You are
the founder of Who's Your Daddy Girl Ministries. That's correct.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. And the thing is that's in Belmont, North Carolina. Amen.
It is. Yes, it is.
Amen. So how long have you, when did God give you, how long have you been, your ministry been around? This new? I mean,
couple
years?
14 and a half years.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So we're excited to know that, amen. And we want to just go ahead and allow people that's coming in now, amen.
Okay.
Listen, if you're on the line, praise God, as you're calling in throughout the broadcast, we're going to be able later on throughout the broadcast. We're going to open up the lines, amen. But at this time, I want to let you know who our guest is on today. Today is our guest, Prophetess Tracy Yoher, amen. And we want you all to get ready, be in a position of expectancy, amen. So at this time, we're going to present to you no other than our guest, Prophetess Tracy Yoher. God bless you.
Now, hallelujah. Father God, I just come to you right now to just open up the hearts of your people, God, for they will be able to hear your word and be able to hear what you're saying today. Open up their clarity and their understanding, Father God, that you will have them to go or have them to walk in according to your will, and we thank you right now. Okay, today I am talking on faith. Hallelujah, and I love faith. Faith I cannot live without. We cannot live without faith because faith is what moves God. It's his attention, hallelujah, in your situation. And what is faith? Faith is a spiritual eye that's after God's own heart. It is a spiritual touch from God to move on your behalf. When we walk in obedience, obedience comes from sanctifying, dying to self to gain control. Hallelujah. You must decrease before you increase. Something inside of you must kneel, meaning humble. God has to strip you in order to restrain you. In other words, everything in your life must be torn upside down for him to remake over, to turn over the flesh, to exchange the spiritual walk with your daddy. Hallelujah. And I want to say this too, hallelujah. We have to have the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, we will have no discernment to open our eyes to spiritual correction, because we have to correct the flesh before we can actually submit to God. And so I also want to say this. He says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, without the operation and the instruction with God, it is dead to God. It is sin. Hallelujah. Because you can't bring the flesh into the spiritual realm to order walk with Christ, for order to move in your life the way he designed for it to move. And so I want to say this. I'm not going to be too long because I only have a certain amount of minutes or time, and I'm just going to go with the flow of the Holy Ghost and let God lead me. Hallelujah. So I want to say this. Before you can walk in obedience, before faith can attract God, before you can actually walk, there's something inside of you that must die. You have to learn stability, stableness, order, security, and protection. You have to learn to please God in order for him to give you your heart desire, order for faith to come, for it to attract God, for God to come to your direction, to come to your need. Hallelujah. Because there's a dying in the flesh. That means before you get up in the morning, he said in Matthew 6:3, he said, when we seek the first king of heaven, his righteousness, he will add things unto you. That means nothing can come your way or go your way until you submit. It means before you get up in the morning, you have to learn to give God his time by putting him in all those things that you're desiring, and all those things that you need God to supply, that is where he provides. Hallelujah. And so we must give ourselves to him first. Hallelujah. And I want to read out of Romans chapter 6 and go ahead and just start in that verse 10 and go all the way down. He said, for in that he died unto sin once. He given unto God, verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 12 said, let not sin therefore reign into your mortal bodies, that you shall obey it in lust thereof. Verse 13, you yourself members are instruction to unrighteousness, unto kill your God as that are alive from the dead, and ye members are instruction, what, excuse me, instrument to God. Verse 14, not have dominion over you, for ye turn over under the law, but under grace. Verse 15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself to obey, his servants are whom ye obey, whether unto death or obedience, unto righteousness. Verse 17, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, you have obeyed from the heart, that from the doctrine which was delivered to you. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become servants of righteousness. Hallelujah. Again, without living without, when we die to ourselves, and before we can, we have faith, we have to learn to walk in obedience. We have to learn to submit to God. And when we become, when we learn to get our full attention to God, and when we are lined up and in tune with God, that's when He gives you a heart desire. And that's when faith begins to actually operate. And when you begin to see things, hallelujah, you'll be able to, when you die, every time you die to self, it begins to open up your faith. It begins to see things in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And I want to say this, hallelujah. You have to forgive me. Hallelujah. Back in 99, I started in Christ. I came to true repentance. And I wasn't always filled in the Holy Ghost. And I had turned around when I was filled in the Holy Ghost. God had spoke to me clear as day, said, as I teach you to walk in order, I'm going to teach you how to live right, but I'm going to also teach you how to walk in my ways, but I'm going to teach you faith. I'm calling you to faith. I'm going to call you to teach faith. And so I knew nothing of scriptures. I knew nothing of walking in obedience. I knew nothing. I really didn't know anything. I had a lack of knowledge. And so I didn't really know anything. But when I got filled with the Spirit, I began to start seeing things as things were started. As I kept putting myself first with God, things started peeling off where it opened up my spiritual eye to the spiritual realm where I began to see things clearly. It gave me revelation that when I picked up that Bible, I said, okay, God, I know nothing of faith. And you asked to me obedience. I need to know how to ask you before you proceed, before you give me my heart's eye. To know how this faith thing works. So God said, pick up the Bible. And first of all, the Bible says it's better to be obedience and sacrifice. And what that's saying is when we don't take heed to the Word of God, we don't take heed to the Word of God, and we don't get it without the Word of God, we are dead because we know nothing. But when we pick up the Word of God and it begins to give us the revelation of knowledge, how He begins to work, how He begins to operate, how it teaches us to have to live that righteous life. And so anyway, when I picked up the and He said when we don't take heed to the Word of God, this means when we don't take word to the God, excuse me. Means we had to suffer because we didn't listen. And before we can do anything, we have to learn to be cut on by God to purge from the sin into the spirit realm, where we'll begin to obey God in everything that He says. We have to be instructed by Him to teach us to, again, to walk upright with Him, order from Him to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. And so as I picked up that Word of God, and I said, I don't know nothing about faith. You're going to have to teach me, Lord. And see, I was diving into it. I was craving it. I was desiring it because if I didn't do it His way, it's the highway. If I didn't pick up that Word of God and I didn't put it into action, then guess what? It wasn't going to work. It was just dead to me. It was just lying there, and it won't move without you picking it up. Come on, hallelujah. So I went to go pick it up. He said, well, I'll teach you faith. I'm going to teach you obedience in the process. He said, but I need you to take heed to everything I tell you to do, and if you'll just listen, I will bless you. Hallelujah. And so I went to around, and when I picked it up, I said, okay, God, I don't know any scriptures. He said, when you pick up my word and you begin to read it, he said, when you turn around and when you start asking, never ask me. I don't move in just my word. I move in power. He moves in the demonstration when you begin to open your mouth to release it. It attracts for things to come to you. Hallelujah. That's what faith is. So anyway, I turned around, and when I picked it up, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm getting excited on you. Hallelujah. And then when I went to go pick it up, because I'm on my high, I go and turn around, and God said, as soon as I opened it up, I seen scripture. It's my spirit, and it was mine right there when I opened up that word. And it said, Matthew's chapter 7, verse 7, it said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. And as I seen that scripture, God said, every time you ask me, I want you to be specific what you want me to do. He said, after you be pacific, what? He said, I will not move without this word, because this scripture is my order scripture. It will bless you. He said, before you go to ask me, he said, you don't say I ask you, because that would not move me. He said, I move by the revelation, by asking me, by you picking up what I asked you to ask me. Hallelujah. So when I claim that scripture, he said, every time, I'm going to learn this scripture, every time you go to ask me, before you tell me what you want me to do, I need you to claim this scripture. And then tell me what you want. So I started operating. I said, God, you said ask. You said Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened. And all of a sudden, then another scripture comes to me about faith. So I started asking about faith. He said, faith is a sudden thing. Hope for it is not saying. He said, if you have faith of a grain of mustard saying, here should a place, and it has to be removed, that nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. And so as I started claiming these scriptures along when I was asking him, because at the time I had no money. My comedy weave is now was turned upside down. It ain't like it is right now. Hallelujah. People think it's worse now. It was worse then. Hallelujah. So I go and turn around, and as God was instructing me, I go and turn around, and I said, okay, let's see if this faith thing works. I'm going to try it. So every day I was in toothpaste. I was needing everything you can think of, because I didn't have no job. For 3.5 years, I had to learn to ask God what I need, and he was teaching me he was teaching me obedience. He was teaching me how to depend on him and not man. He was teaching me how to depend on him and not money. Come on, hallelujah, because when I didn't have no money, my faith was my substance. Hallelujah. So I go and turn around, and I started asking him for what I was needing, because I was lacking. I was in a need, because I was in a dry spot where nothing was coming to me, but he was giving me a revelation how to pray to get, because every time he told me to ask, it was drawing me closer to him. It was causing me to trust him, knowing that nothing else, it wasn't going to come nowhere, no other way. Hallelujah. Did I lose anybody? Hallelujah. So I go and turn around, and I said, I got to see this thing work. So I started putting it into action, and I started claiming the things that I was needing. Hallelujah. And so at the time, I was needing rent. At the time, I didn't have no car. I had to walk everywhere. Hallelujah. Like I have a car now, but I didn't have anything. Hallelujah. So I turned around, and I said, God, I need a car. Lord, I need some rent. Father God, I need some groceries. Hallelujah. So I began to ask him. He said, ask him, it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Not, and it shall be hooked. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said, without faith, the work is dead. Without faith, it's hope. He said, without faith, it's dead. Without faith, it's sin. He said, if I have faith in my grandmother, he said, here's no place, and it has to be removed, that nothing shall be impossible unto him. So I kept claiming it. And about a week, I kept claiming it and claiming it and claiming it and doing exactly what he was telling me how to claim it and naming it. And after 1 week, I had a knock at my door, and there was some old couple from a church that I hadn't seen in a while, and they said, we just got our taxes back, and God told us that you was in need. Hallelujah. And I didn't tell anybody, because God is in Matthew's, when you come to hidden secret, he will reward you openly. Hallelujah. And I began to turn around in the mighty name of Jesus, and I they said, oh, by the way, God said that we need to help you pay your rent. We have your rent money. We have your grocery money. Hallelujah. Come on, faith works when you trust. Faith works when you believe. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. But anyway, God is good. In the name of Jesus, and anything you ask in God's name, he will do. He will supply, but you have to walk in obedience. You have to live right. You have to walk up just to you. You can't allow sin in your life. You can't allow just anybody in your home. You can't allow, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for our guests on today. We thank you for the word. Amen. And, beloved, we just want to just tell you to stay encouraged. Amen. And all that you say and do, praise God. And, once again, you've been listening to our special guest on today, no other than Prophetess Tracy Yerher. Amen. I think she left the phone line. I think her phone call must have dropped. Amen. But nonetheless, so we thank and praise God for the woman of God coming on today. Amen. Listen, beloved, I want to share something with you, if you don't mind. We got about 10 minutes. Amen. And I want to say to you, listen, you know, God has been so good. Amen. I've been reaching out to people to help us, and I know y'all been praying for this upcoming outdoor gospel concert, and I'm excited. What I say, why? Because one of the reasons is because God is moving. We got new sponsors, Home Depot, Lowe's, Big Lots. We have Dunkin' Donuts, Party City. Amen. Who else? We missing somebody. Are we missing somebody? Staples. Amen. We got so many other people. I want you to just continue to pray. Pray. We're about to go out into that park area in another few weeks. That I'm going to be out there praying on the ground, going to the enemy's camp. Amen. Yes, it's getting hot. You know, when it gets hot, everybody get restless. People come out, and there's a lot of things going on. Well, it's getting hot, all right, and I'm letting you know it's even hotter in a place you don't want to go. It's called hell. Amen. That's why I said hell. Amen. There's so many people who don't want to talk about hell. They want to talk about what's the good things, what's going on. Let's party. Let's have a wonderful time. Nobody worrying about if they have to go to hell. But they tell us, hey, you know, we're okay. God knows my heart. Matter of fact, I heard a commercial the other day where the atheist said, you know, let's vote for freedom, free from freedom. And that's how they say it, free from religion. Amen. Praise God. And he would say, I'm an atheist, and I'm not afraid to go to hell. Let me tell you, boy, it's something else. We're living in a time right now that they're really trying to water down, desensitize the power of God, because the enemy knows that his time is almost up. Praise God. So I just want you to be encouraged, stay encouraged, amen, and just continue this to go forth in all things that God is doing, amen. Listen, please visit our website at www.thewordnumber4today.org. That's the word, number four, today.org, amen. You can sow your love seeds, your orphans, see some of my previous guests, amen. And also, I want to just let you know, praise God, that, amen, hallelujah, that you can also email me at info@thewordnumber4today.org, or you can hit me up over there at thewordnumber4today@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can hit me up at info, that's right, info@citywide.org. So there's a lot of ways you can contact us. Amen. Please join me on next week. I'm telling you, you better get ready. I'm about to start talking about my friend Joe McRae. He got a play kind of next Saturday. 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show. And guess what? The 2 p.m. show is already sold out. I believe the 7 p.m. is about sold out, too. So you know what that means? They might need to do an encore. Amen. Amen. We thank God for everything. Oh, my Lord. We just thank God for what he's doing right now. In the name of Jesus, he is just on point, on time. Mm-hmm. So I just want you all to be ready, get ready. My Lord, I'm expecting God to show. We're going to be there. I'm going to be at this Eve. Oh, man, this play, Jesus Loves Me. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my Lord, listen, we just want to thank you once again for all that you do. Praise God. We know that you guys have just been terrific. You know, I thank God for all of you. You know, you have blessed my life in many ways, encouraging words, sowing in my life with words of love and into the ministry. I mean, words can't even express the gratitude that I have for all of you out there that have been just supporting us. Amen. We had 85,000, almost 600. Amen. And I'm not counting how many people. I'm just looking at how it keeps increasing. That means that every time we get another 1,000, another 10,000, there's another 10,000 people somewhere around this globe that's hearing this word. Amen. And I'm excited for Jesus. I'm excited about God. Amen. And we just thankful for what he's doing. Amen. I just want to once again thank our guest on today. She had some issues with her cell phone, it looks like. Amen. But we know God is good nonetheless. Amen. Well, listen, this is yours truly. Pastor Andre Thompson, it's been a long day. Continue to keep your eye on the Lord. Amen. Keep your eye on the Lord. Amen. He is never going to let you down. He never fails. He's not like a man that can lie. Amen. The Bible says, but he is true. to his word. He will keep his promises. And he made some promises concerning you and I. Amen. So I want you just to stay focused and believe and walk in the integrity of God. Amen. Circumspectly. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm going to get out of here. I'm tired. Amen. It's been a long day for me, so please forgive me if I don't stay for like another 6 minutes, but I'm about to go. So I love you all. Amen. Be blessed. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. God bless.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour.
Your heart.
I want to see your glory.
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied. God, for your people, then show me your face. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
This is our cry.